Sego, I'm Daya Miller from CKRZ 100.3 FM, the voice of the Grand. On Saturday, April 27th was the home opener for the Six Nations Senior B Rivermen, where they took on the Clearview Crushers and finished the game with a final score of 23-10 for the Six Nations Rivermen. Throughout the game, there were many penalty minutes served between both the Six Nations Rivermen and the Clearview Crushers. There were also two fights during the home opener, with the first fight being by Lane Smith. CKRZ News caught up with the general manager of the Six Nations Rivermen, Jay Smith, after the game to get his thoughts on the home opener, and here's what he had to say.
I'm pretty pumped about last Saturday's game, home opener. We seem to always get clear view, which is fine with us. We ended up winning 23-10. It was a spirited event, to say the least. There was a little bit of rough housing, but both teams are working out opening night jitters and opening night bugs, and I'm sure that we will progress as well as them. So, I mean, I expect it to be a little bit rough. The guys themselves, they got to get control of their emotions. But I mean, sometimes you got to do what's needed. And I'm not condoning fighting by any means, but clearly our guys certainly aren't going to shy away from it. And as far as the penalties go, again, it's just an adjustment to the rules.
As lacrosse season is underway on Six Nations, many teams are still acquiring their players as the growth of the Creators game continues. Players from all areas outside of Six Nations and leagues are coming to Six Nations in hopes to compete alongside of Six Nations teams. General manager of the Senior B Rivermen, Jay Smith, gave CKRZ a list of some of the core players who have been on the Senior B Rivermen and also some of the players who have joined the team from outside leagues.
There's the core group of guys. There's perennials like Lane Smith, he's always good on the left side. Denton Miller, we have Jordan Durston back, former Buffalo Bandit. A pleasant surprise was Ross Hill, fresh out of Junior A last year. He contributed quite well. His brother Vern Hill. On the back end, our defense is solid. It's always solid. We have Craig Atwood in the lineup, who was the captain of the Senior C Tomahawks last year. And a nice problem that I have as a general manager is our goaltending. We're quite deep, and we haven't even got our NLL guys back yet.
The Six Nations Senior B Rivermen are scheduled to play again this Saturday, May 6th at 7 p.m., where they will be taking on the Owen Sound North Stars in Oswegan at the Six Nations Sports and Memorial Center. I'm Daya Miller, and for more updates on what's going on in our community, stay tuned to CKRZ 100.3 FM, the voice of the Grand.